Set against the backdrop of Victorian England's industrial north, Richard Armitage heads a quality cast in the passionate love story North and South. It's out now on DVD, and Richard is here with us today at BBC Radio Kent. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
So, you played the handsome cotton mill owner John Thornton.
Yeah.
Why do you think the series was such a success?
Very good question. I think it's a great book, and I think that it wasn't a particularly well-known book. It has its, it has its fans, but I think there's something to do with the industrial landscape and the attention to the working classes and the way that the working classes are developing in the story that I think quite a lot of people related to.
It's set, what, in the 19th century, is it?
Yeah, it's set in 1850, which is the sort of the height of the Industrial Revolution, when Manchester, as a cotton-producing area, was actually booming, and it gave Britain its economy, and it was the beginnings of trade unionism and all that sort of thing. So that's the kind of backdrop for the story.
Yeah. How much of this knowledge did you have, Richard, before you started the project? Because you seem to know a hell of a lot.
I kind of studied social economic history for O level, but that was about it. So I kind of knew what a spinning jenny was and things like that. But
right.
I kind of went back to my history books and you kind of did more research as well, because it is really interesting, and it's where my family roots, and I think a lot of people in this country, their kind of roots sort of spring from. So I kind of felt that I owed it to myself to really know, you know, the history.
There is a tendency, isn't there, to overplay this sort of thing, though, because, you know, it can easily turn into it's grim up north drama.
Yeah, I mean, that information isn't to be played at all. I think that's just something that the actors have... Well, they don't even have to know that, but I wanted to know that. But then that's just, you know, the background knowledge, and then primarily it's the love story that's the interesting story that's being told.
What sort of guy is John? I mean, he seems quite... obviously very charismatic, but quite a tough fella.
Yeah, I kind of like to describe him as an iron fist. I mean, he was kind of indomitable and driven. He had to be, because of the nature of his industry. It was really cutthroat, which is, again, something people can relate to today. But also, it was unregulated, the industry, and he'd suffered a big misfortune in his family, because they had a big empire and they'd lost it. His father had committed suicide, so, you know, he had a lot to lose, which explains quite a big chunk of his character, really.
Although that doesn't become obvious immediately.
No, that's something which unfolds, you know, as Margaret begins to sort of learn more about him.
Yes, let's talk about Margaret Hale, the love interest in this. What sort of woman is she?
Well, she represents the South, really. She is a country girl who was the daughter of a parson, and they've lived what was considered a rural lifestyle in the 1850s. They're from Hampshire, and it was idyllic, and you know, they were a hardworking family, but due to, you know, financial circumstances, they have to uproot from their idyllic home, because her father has had a conscience of faith, a crisis of faith, should I say, and they have to go up to this industrial town and live, you know, quite a meagre lifestyle. And it's that journey for her which is the premise of the story, really.
And it is BBC drama at its best. This is the sort of stuff the BBC does well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And I think that, you know, you feel in very safe hands working on something like that, because they've done it for so long and so well that every aspect of it is covered. And, you feel very looked after.
And you were surrounded by a strong supporting cast for this, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Superb cast.
Tell us what your memories of North and South then.
I think the strongest memories were the locations in Edinburgh, because that was the first time we were out on set, well, on location, and the grandeur of the architecture. And I think for me, going to Keighley, finding Thornton's mill, which was an old working mill in Keighley, that was had a big impact on me, because I suddenly started to understand the scale of his empire. But also, there's a scene in there where John proposes to Margaret, which is quite a long scene that I remember shooting. That took nearly 2 days to shoot, and then the final scene on the train station, they're my kind of lingering memories.
The proposal, that has to be played just right.
Yeah, I mean, their relationship has been quite volatile, and they've really repelled each other rather than attracted to each other. been attracted to each other. So the proposal comes at a kind of awkward moment, and it's a question of he either proposes to her now or they have to kind of go their separate ways. But if you know the story and when you know people watch the DVD, it's not received particularly well. but yeah, it's great to. I think it's great for the people have got something to remember and that they can watch it again and again.
Are there any unanswered questions then at the end of North and South? Are the audience left thinking, well, what happens now?
I think, yeah, I mean, there's been a great discussion about, you know, how their life is going to progress, you know, at the end of the story. You know, you've got the Sinead Cusack's character of Hannah Thornton and how she's going to deal with welcoming Margaret into the family. And I think there's been a great debate on some of the websites of what happens after North and South. So, you know, maybe someone wants to write another version.
He said, always keen for a little business. That must be very odd for you. I mean, you obviously go on the internet from time to time. Do you see your name popping up, you know, and chat rooms debating your character?
I know there are quite a lot of websites there. I mean, I did read some of the BBC message board when it existed, just, you know, because I was interested in what people had to say about it and right. the discussions of the character. And really, the way people watched the programme, it was very attentive and they really picked up on a lot of the fine details of the performances, which is brilliant. It's exactly what you want. So, yeah, it was very well received.
So what are you currently working on then?
I'm about to start work on something called The Golden Hour, which is about the helicopter emergency medical services which operate out of London. And it's a medical drama, really, about trauma and the team that fly to extreme trauma cases. So I'm starting medical research next week for that.
Was that prompted by the BBC Three series, the documentary?
I'm not sure it was prompted by it. I think that it's a team of people that haven't been dramatised before, and I think it's probably been brought to public attention because to be honest, I didn't know they existed. Thankfully, I've never had to, you know, rely on their, you know, their services. Right. But I think that they're becoming, you know, more prolific and people are becoming more aware of them. They've only really been in existence for the past 10 years, so it's relatively new.
And when will that be on screen, do you know?
I'm not sure. It's possibly going to be autumn or early next year, but it's for ITV, yeah.
Right, OK, best not to mention it anymore then. Richard Armitage, good to talk to you today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Pat.